I would now ask Mr. Michael John, as chairman of the planning committee for the 1968 General Assembly, to make some announcements concerning the remainder of the program through the next few days. Mr. Michael John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The form that we sent out, we hope that it would come with you. Some have forgotten. Tomorrow, we will have on the bulletin board several copies of the complete routine that was sent out to the members. Tomorrow's meeting will start at 8:30. Papers will run till 12 o'clock with a coffee break at 10:30. And then, if you will be quite alert, and that the dining room is not far away in getting your lunch, the committee meetings, if they are any, Mr. Chairman, would start at 1 o'clock or thereabouts and proceed till after 2. Now, I'm going to plead with you to stay rigidly, if you will, to the time on a you have a sheet outlining transportation. If we depart from this with lateness, we are going to have a few disappointments. Transportation has been arranged for 5 different occasions from the university. Now that we're in this building, it is not difficult for you from here on to know where you are. You just have to look out the door. You see the dining center, and beyond it is the residence. Now, there are only, I don't know how many, just a few who are not in residence. I think the residence numbers approaches 70. Therefore, all buses will depart from and return to the front of the women's residence where you are located. The timing is there. It is likely to be exact. Now, should you, through some unfortunate circumstance, have not got to the place in time, we may delay for a few minutes, but we can only delay for a few minutes, otherwise we would get into serious trouble. So will you please watch your timing closely and see if we can't get these buses out on time, and they will return here, always return to the university. At 12 o'clock tomorrow noon, the picture of the delegates will be taken in this building. If the weather is inclement, they'll be taken inside. If the weather is suitable, they will be taken just outside of the foyer there, with the background of the windows. So we will be very prompt in leaving at 12 o'clock from our papers, Mr. Chairman, if we can, because this would set us back. And then we may have a surprise for you later, we hope, regarding that picture. The then again, when we there will be buses here tomorrow at 2:30 to transport all registered delegates to the PZT and return again at 5 o'clock, 5:30. We think it is better to go by bus for 2 or 3 reasons. In the first place, we'll have the social contact, and secondly, we will be able to control better the beginning and the ending of that PZT program. You have the program for the PZT, and everything is in readiness for it. Then again, tomorrow night, the bus will leave here again at 6:30 to go to the Palliser Hotel. The banquet or dinner will start at 7 o'clock or thereabouts, and we hope to be through at 9:30 and have a social hour with a cup of coffee afterwards or at that time, and the buses will leave there again at 10:30 to return to the university. Now, for those who have not chosen to go farther, that will be the end of the assembly as far as the formalities go. Then, starting on Sunday, here again, there are two loaded buses to take you through the city, and you have the routine there in the transportation. The buses go by the hour, so if we run over half an hour, it's going to cost us quite a bit. So we're going to try and stay to that schedule. It has all been laid out, and I think you'll enjoy it. The same thing happens again, and let me warn you of Monday morning. And Monday morning, the hours for breakfast are 7:30, so you should be knocking on the door at 7:30 because the buses should start for Banff at 8 o'clock. There again, we may have to be held up for a few minutes, but we hope that you will be able to be ready at 8 o'clock. And that Banff schedule is quite a tight one, too. There are some 80 provided for who asked for that tour. And if the weather stays good, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure it will be a delightful one. The other regulations, anything else is to be said about those, will be announced in the buses. So we won't waste time with repetition here. So with that then, if you, one thing I do want to warn you is if you're going to Banff and you're going up the lift, it is cool and fresh on the mountains, and there is snow on the way between the tea house and the Cosmic Ray Laboratory. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.